Hello. Okay, so what's the right way? We're going to get to the right way, and I got 5 minutes to do it. Are we? Let me just quit now. No, as you know. Okay, what's the right way? Here I am in front of the gap, looking at the in the window, and I'm thinking to myself, how much does that blue dress cost? And I wonder what it's going to be, so forth, so on, you know. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going to go in, and I'm going to buy it. And a girl walks out, and a thought comes in. Here's the right way. The Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It's 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the what? Pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and what? Bringing into captivity. Who said it? Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, the first thing we got to do is we need to recognize where our thoughts are coming from. And if they are truly our thoughts. So we grab this thing, we bring it down, we say to ourselves, where did you come from? Did I want to think that? Is my will involved here? Did I have a willful choice in thinking this thing, or did it just bounce in from somewhere? If it bounced in from somewhere, you can be sure of this one thing, it's not yours. It's from the enemy, and you can do something about it then. Now, if it is yours, if you did want to think about it, you can still do something about it, and you can repent. Okay? But the first thing you have to do is you have to recognize where your thoughts are coming from. A lot of you are looking at me and you're saying, but Steve, I've got 100 things going on inside my mind all at the same time. How can I do that? Or a brilliant man once told me, his name was N.C. Moffitt, he said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair. Think that thing through for a while. Okay? So what do you got? You know, when I first gave my life to Christ, I'd come from the drug culture, and my mind, I couldn't even think straight. My mind was so, you couldn't believe how messed up my head was. And a guy began to teach me these things, and he said, and I looked at him just like some of you are looking at me, and you're saying, how can that be? Let me tell you, just grab one. Just grab one, pull it down, take a look at it. I'm telling you, remember the little diagram we did of our head? Every time you grab one, guess what? We take that back. Every time we grab one, we apply truth to it, we take back that ground, and we have greater liberty than we did the day before. And with that greater liberty, all of a sudden you can grab more of them. And pretty soon you're cleaner, and pretty soon you're able to understand quicker when those things are taking place. Doesn't mean that you're not without susceptibility. It doesn't mean that the temptation won't overwhelm you sometime or another. But you have the ability now because you understand the truth of His Word. You have to grab that thought. Look at it. Second thing is you need to react differently. Don't do those three things that you used to do. Don't sin. Don't get under guilt and condemnation if it's not your thought. Don't let the enemy beat you up if it didn't belong to you. Stop doing it! Don't let the enemy destroy your life by guilt and condemnation, walking around under a dark cloud all of the days of your life. Don't do it anymore. It doesn't belong to you. We have liberty as children of light. Don't do it. Don't succumb to the guilt and condemnation that the enemy would try to bring. He put it in, then he beat you for it. Cut that thing off. Third thing, don't fight. And not this is not the third thing, but it's the third thing under that second thing. Quit fighting. Okay? Third thing on this list then. Second one was react differently. The third one is resist. James chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That word resist, interesting word, you know what it means? It means to say no. Can it be that simple? Well, no, there's another step, but that's the beginning point. When the thought comes, when you grab it and you take a look at it and you say,
And you're going to say, no! And he's going to say, yes! Yes, come on, come on! And he's going to, and you're going to say, no, I told you, no! Now, where did he just push you to? Fighting again? Okay? And so this is what you do. Okay? Philippians 4 and verse 19, it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, and the God of peace shall be with you. Those things which you have both seen and heard, and believe, do. That word do is practice. Practice it, practice it, practice it, practice it, practice it. So how do you do this? You're walking along at the gap, looking at the dress, the thought comes in, you grab that thought, you bring it down, and you say, where did you come from? Did I want to think that? Now, this sounds like a long deal, but actually it takes split seconds. Okay? You look at it and you say, where did you come from? Oh, I recognize you. I'm not going to do what I used to do. No, I'm not going to think that. And then the next step is to make your mind come back to that place of thinking about what you want to think. Think about those things. And so what is it that's good, true, just? If you were doing your book, it's a good thing to do your book. If it was going to buy a dress, it was a good thing to move your mind back to that place and go buy the dress. If you were in worship and you said, look at the stupid guy in front of you, you recognize that it's not right, and it didn't come from you, no, I'm not going to think that, you go back to worship. Whatever it is, you know, you move your heart back to that place. Now, the enemy doesn't want you to go away without him. And so he'll say, oh, no, no, wait, wait, come back here. Stay right here. I'm not quite done with you. Come on. Now, you got to think these things. Come on, over here. And if he does that, if he starts to hassle you, this is what you do. Okay? See, the Bible says that if we submit our life to Christ, if we submit our life to God and resist the devil, he will flee from us. And so when the enemy comes back and he says, no, don't run away. Now, come here. Look, 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 look. You say, listen, I'm submitted to the Father. If you want to hassle me, you have to go talk to him. When you do that, guess what? Away he goes. Because he doesn't want to see the Father until it's time. And not even then. So the principle is this. Not every thought that goes on inside your head belongs to you. If you receive that as truth this morning and begin to put these principles into practice, bringing every thought captive and bringing it down and taking a look at it, you will see greater liberty than you did last week. There's some of you that have struggled with particular things, worry, fear, anxiety, those kind of things. If you begin to put that into practice, yank those things down and take a look at them and see where they're coming from, you will be free. Just that simple. You will be free. Because what? The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Thank you for allowing me to preach the gospel one more time to you. I appreciate it, I appreciate it, I appreciate it. Pastor Lyman.
Father God, I just look over this auditorium and your people, God. I'm asking that you, God, as the word has been delivered, word of truth, God, I'm asking that you, God, would give growth and development in each one of their lives. Lord, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would quicken it to our hearts and bring it back to our remembrance again and again. Father, that we might grow in your graces and might be set free from every lie and work of the wicked one. I pray that specifically for this congregation and for these people gathered here. In Jesus' name, amen.